Okay, I'm back.
So, Romero, how you doing? It's Mario.
Mario. Hello, I'm Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. How you doing?
All right. I tried to reach you several times last week, man.
I apologize, brother. I'm going to be very honest with you, man. I had a family emergency. Then I came back, and I was caught up with so much. I don't know. For some reason, you know, everyone wants to put their company on Google during summer, you know, so we get we get a little bit slammed with work, you know,
I hear you. And I hope that everything is well with the family.
Man, long story behind that, brother, but thank you. I appreciate your you know, your sincerity there, man. Thank you very much. And
no problem. So my dilemma, Mario, is that my guy, Mr. Romero, relies on me to help him do these things. But he needs to be in the same room with me when we sign up. He's the money guy. You know, I'm just a guy that recommends to him what we're going to do. We don't live close to each other. So I was trying to set up a time and a day when he would come over here, because I don't drive. He'd come to me. You know, we'd have you, you know, locked into a time so that we could call you and do the sign-up process.
Okay. Well, the sign-up process is quite simple. I can actually do that with you. As long as he provides you the payment method to pay that $249, because you'll still get an intake call, you know, tomorrow, which is from our IT guys. And I think that's where he would need to be present, because that's where they would ask him, you know, the questions like, the keywords, you know, what does he want the website to look like, or what pictures does he want on there? All I would have to do is set up the account to get you guys going. And that's pretty simple. I can get that done with you.
Right, right. If he wasn't as special as he is, you know, that would work. But he needs to be here to actually do everything. And, you know, it's just, you know, he's special. Everybody's special with their debit cards, right? I mean, they just send that information over to anybody or whatever. So I need to, I mean, are you guys allowed to give out your cell phone numbers so I can, you know, because his schedule is really busy. And if he says, Daryl, today's 3 o'clock, I need to kind of get a hold of you and find out, hey, is 3 o'clock okay? You know, type of thing.
Okay, okay. I mean, if he's Spanish-speaking, if he speaks Spanish, I can get a hold of him and I can run this by him. And,
okay,
you know,
okay. That makes sense. Let me see. Okay, let me give you his phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you can call him and try to. He's busy. He might be up in a tree somewhere, you know. But
yeah, no worries. If he is, I'll give him a call back. But yeah, I'll give it a shot. What's his number?
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. All right, his number is hold on. 951.
Okay.
271.
Okay.
0441.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him right now. And yeah, I have 951-271-0441.
Yeah. Give him a call. Let him know I give you the number and that you're willing to sign him up. Mention local slash. Mention my name. I'm Daryl.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you, Daryl, if everything goes well and he's able to sign up with me today, what time tomorrow would you have time to take the in call with him on the phone? Because I think that's what he would need you most for there.
That's what you'll have to figure out with him then.
What time
he can come see me. I'll be available all day tomorrow. So it just depends on when he can come see me.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Daryl. Let me try to give him a call. His name is Christian, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, his name is Horacio Romero.
Horacio Romero.
Call him in 5 minutes. Give me a chance to let him know you're going to call, all right?
Okay, sounds good, Daryl. Thank you, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.